Blog Talk Radio.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, hello. Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Talk. I'm your host, Wild Man Ron Thomas, and it is Wednesday. But before we get the show on the road, I got to do this. Otherwise, I'd be in a world of trouble because he is one of the sponsors for Labor Day weekend that's coming up. So sit back and enjoy this here right quick. Little commercial for you. Then we're going to get into our guest.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Long Island Joe, how you doing, man?
How's everything, Wild Man? Doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's going good, you know, trying to get my health back up. And so, you know, now I'm doing the shortest shows in radio, all about information. I don't have no one coming on talking about he want to run this person and run that person, just about information every week right now about the different tracks around the country. And also, I got an announcement I got to make that coming up in the near future, I got something really big coming up, you know, and it's going to benefit everyone. So I'm going to go into detail. Yeah, I'm going to go into detail about it in the next couple of weeks, let everybody know how it's going to come about and everything. And, man, I've been working on this for about 4 years, and it's finally coming around. And you'll have a 1-800 number to call into the show, and the show will be about 4 hours long. That's all I'm going to say. Enough about me. How you been doing, man? I understand that y'all been having a great time in the racing game.
Well, you know, I mean, I honestly tell you the truth, even though it was hot the last time at Capital, I mean, we had to have at least 25 money runs that jumped off on that one day. I mean, everybody was just going at it.
Right.
Kevin Hunt, Racing Jason, the whole crew, I mean, you couldn't ask nothing better than that. They really went at it. But I know this time like they say, like North True North versus South again, we're doing it. Racing Jason actually taking on the Thunder Goat. And they actually ain't no spotting. It's heads up to the 8 mile. And Thunder Goat and them, they said Jason can bring all he can bring. They said they're going to have their bookies there. So they'll take all bets there is. Anybody want Racing Jason, don't worry about it. They said they're taking all bets. So it's going to be real interesting.
Now, that's also, this Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's this Sunday. Also, okay. Kevin Hunt is actually racing your man down there, Candy Crusher, and they're going to run heads up. And Candy Crusher said that Kevin Hunt can leave his Willy balls on, and he can leave his big ties on, and he's going to run them heads up, and they're getting off the trailer.
Wow.
They're going to do that early. They ain't going to play around. They're getting it off right off the trailer.
Right, so the Crusher is going to come down and represent the South.
Okay, but he's not only, I mean, I got to lie to you now. I'll tell you exactly how it was. I went with Candy Crusher last time he came out, and he ran Sniper. That pretty 69 Camaro. And I bet Tim Booth and the whole crew, I went with Candy Crusher all day long, butting him. I said I was going with it. I did good. I took Wild Man. I took everybody. I mean, I bet $8.50 on that deal. Out of that deal, I came out good. Well, it just so happens, Sniper got on the radio show the other night, and said he would love to try them again. And guess what? They're locked in at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Candy Crush and the Sniper will be back at it. And that's not all. Shaq Attack has locked in. He is going to run Thunder Goat first.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he runs Thunder Goat, he said he's going to run Short Though. So that's, mm-hmm. they're locked in with Thunder Goat 1,000 on 5,000 now. That's how they're locked in on for. Cubby Bear with Young Money Malibu. He just got it. He put it together. He's been riding it. Beautiful looking car, the Malibu. He's going to run Pee Wee in them. So Pee Wee, and they're going to be heads up from Mount Vernon. So they're going to run heads up Malibu Peak. No Willie Bars on 29.
Malibu against Malibu.
That's Malibu. Yeah, you can't ask nothing better. Both of them big blocks on nitrous, but that's how they're going to run. I mean, there's a lot of racing going on. We got a lot of the small tie action. Street action. We got some of these guys that say they got stock block. They do. They open the hood and show you stock block on nitrous one hit, and they like to run too. They also running. My son actually ran a RX-7 last time at Capitol, and
uh-huh.
I forgot the name of that crew, but they're some good guys. And that came right down to the wire. When they went across the finish line, it was only 3 inches when they went across that it separated them at the most. That was one of the
things
you couldn't. If you had to call it, you couldn't have called it. The lights had to call it. It was a good race. And only thing that won that race was my son moved first. If he didn't move first, he would have got beat. And that was a good race. And that they went to the quarter on that one. Those guys go to the quarter. They go to the big end. You know, so it is a lot of action. We got a lot of guys coming up from north. I'm up there in the process of trying to lock a race in now. We got a little Mustang over here, stock suspension, all motor, cast manifold, 1/4 barrel, and I'm looking to do anything with a nitrous car that's got 1/4 barrel and just give a little something spot on him, and he said he'll try it. So I'm working this out right now, deal right now. I think it's going to end up happening. I'm not sure yet, but we're waiting to see on the Jason Gray and Slowpoke. If everything works out, he's going to get the brake. And he's going to run horsepower, and they're going to run nitrous. And that's what's going to happen. He actually didn't say he don't care if they're running two systems, three systems, whatever. And that goes to the same thing. If what's his name pops up there, Josh Jones and them pulls up there with the bad storm, he said he'll run that car too with the brakes. He said he'll run them. They can run the nitrous, and he'll run horsepower. And it's not Young Stang. It's a new guy. He's been popping up on the scene, and he likes to run. He's new.
Wow.
He's into it. He said, heck with it. He likes this. It's a grudge car, not no class car, but grudge car, and stock suspension, only on 28. I mean, the car is a nice little car. I mean, it definitely is. You can't ask nothing about it. He opens the hood, show you everything. But he's willing to try. He's willing to gamble. So, I mean, we already tried a couple guys that I'm waiting for Street King to give me a call back because I know he wanted to run the Bud Light Coupe first because he was bringing his Mustang they got. I forgot the name of that car. But they've been running. Oh, Crazy Horse. That's the name
right.
of it. So they actually, if everything works out, Crazy Horse and this Mustang might end up running. You know, as long as he got the 1/4 barrel, he says he don't care. As long as he got 1/4 barrel, cast metal, full bunch, ain't running it. Two carburetors, he'll try you. He don't care.
Right.
The same thing if you're running nitrous, if you got a small block, you come on there with nitrous, just let him move. He don't care as long as he ain't running no two carburetor G-Mail. He don't care if you got a can of valve or whatever. He'll try you. He says that
right.
just like that. As long as it's stock suspension, he'll go out there. So, you know, it's a lot of guys that's out there that's taking a lot of gambles. I'll tell you that because some of these races that you shouldn't be running them, we're doing them. You know, I mean, but it's having fun, you know. It's all
right.
about having fun. And right now, I got to say, the South is coming up, and they represent, and I got to say, it's really good. And then we got that 29, Pill It to Kill It. Anybody on 29, that's what they got.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're gonna shoot it to death, you know. They're really hitting it hard, so they got that class going on. I don't know the whole situation, how it goes, but you can give them a call. They ran it last time. It was really good. It was competitive. If Gloria Mitchell gets her NOVA together, if she has the nose done in time, you're going to see the Hattons brothers, Hattons and Gloria do it over again. She came back up, and I brought her up to run the Hattons, and she beat the Hattons last time, so they want a rematch. So we're going to see. It's a lot of good action going on. I mean, if
now,
anybody's
let me ask you.
Looking for action, you know, just give me a call.
Now, let me ask you a question right quick. I don't mean to interrupt you, but tell me
about
CJ. CJ, now, every time, I'm going to tell you this, every time I say that I'm going to come, and the only reason why I don't come is medical reasons, you know. I say I'm going to come, he says he doesn't have oil pressure. The minute I say I can't make it, I see that he's running somebody.
Let me tell you something. And the guy on the truth, CJ holds his own. And I'm going to tell you, and that's the guy on the truth. He's not lying that he's going to run. I couldn't believe it. When the Hattons ran Gloria Mitchell, they had to give money back. CJ had to give money back. And I'll tell you, they were there to gamble. Wasn't backing out. They wanted to do it. They really wanted to smash it. They went out there. They lost, but they could have got double the money if they wanted. But no problem.
Wow.
But CJ is definitely coming out, and he's not backing off. So don't fool yourself about it. He ain't back. His car's running good now.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You know, and that, like they said, the other guys told me. I asked him about Wicked Bird, but somebody said he's still trying to find his feathers. So I don't know what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Burn the feathers off. So.
Well, like I said, what kind of bird don't fly? And that's the wicked bird. You know, I gave up on him. You know.
I'm not gonna lie to you though. I gotta give the man credit. He ran from the goat last time, and the car ran great. I never seen a car ever run it like that. The problem was with that race, he didn't drive. He went to sleep. That was his problem.
Wow.
He went to sleep. Yeah. That was the only time. I can never say, I got to say truly, the car really did perform. I can't take nothing away from him. He definitely definitely had it there, but the problem was he went to sleep. And, you know,
well,
that's what I go with Candy Crush. You know, I like how the guy drives. I kid you not.
Yeah.
I mean, when he gets in that car, he's there.
That's right. I haven't seen anyone leave in front of him. I'm really thinking hard now. I haven't seen anyone leave in front of him since he was in a junior dragster. That's a long time. Scott King.
I got to tell you, when he ran Sniper, everybody was telling me they're going to move first. Watch who moves first. Watch the bed coming over. Man, he cut him out there so bad when he left the light. I was like, wow. And the same token, the guy that got Rookie of the Year, you know, the young gun, the Hattons, he was perfect. He was deadly. But let me tell you, when he went out there, they were betting who going to move first with Gloria Mitchell.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Wonder Woman is dangerous. She is dangerous. I give her credit. She can drive. You cannot cut short on her. I'm gonna tell you that right now. She did her thing. I gotta give her credit. You know? And then plus we're gonna have anybody want any food, anything like that, we're gonna be doing food, everything the same way, you know, so anybody that if they feel like they're getting hot or tired, go up in the suites. We got all the suites up there. Go up there, enjoy yourself, relax, have a good time. We're about having all a good time. I'll be cooking over there also, so if anybody needs some food down at the bottom, if they don't want to go top, come see me. We'll have plenty of food, anything you want. I always want to show our hospitality, so that's where I go. And
well, I hate that I can't make it. This will be the first time I didn't make the Labor Day race since y'all been doing them. And, well, you know, got to just give praise to God that I'm able to do the show tonight to talk about what you're going to do this weekend coming up. Now,
You have plenty of other races we're going to have. we got one more that we're gonna probably do because we're gonna say the grand finale. We're really so I hopefully you can be there. And I'm actually the grand finale. I always do the one thing. I always do a cook-off contest like I did in the beginning of the year and I did it in the middle of the year. So I'm gonna do that one more time. $400 to the winner. How I'm gonna do it? I'm trying to figure out what's something hard to cook. And then when everybody eats it, we did a rib cook-off contest. And let me tell you, I had 10 contestants, and each one of them had 2 racks of ribs every time. And let me tell you,
wow.
It was so hard. It was hard to judge. Very hard
yeah.
to judge. Everybody, you know, and, you know, everybody got their little remedies. And, you know, they was getting bigger and bigger. And it's the same thing, we had a seafood battle. Who can cook the best seafood? So, you know, I try to make something a little different. So, you know, have fun. Like the women can get involved if they want to cook in it. It doesn't
right.
matter. You don't have to be one of the races. Anything, whatever you want. But we will have music. We will have food. We'll have everything for you. So we want to make sure everybody has a good time. When you leave out, you have something to talk about. And something
well,
to
you know, when you come up with that seafood contest just last night, the other day I was saying I sure wish I had some gumbo. And the wife fixed a big old pot of gumbo. And, you know, gumbo is better, really, the next day, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's better the next day because, you know, you cook it one day, and then the next day after everything sit and everything, like, ferment, you know, like a good glass of wine, and it gets better, you know. So she might get into that next time.
Okay.
When do y'all have something planned again in Fayetteville? A lot of people have been asking me that. And I said, well, I don't know. I have to talk to Long Island and find out.
It's up in the air right now. We've been talking about it. I know we wanted to do the finale because I'll tell you the guys, a lot of guys have asked me about the cancer walk, what we did, you know, because a lot of people have been affected by cancer. And I want to do it in October up here right quick because a lot of people didn't get a chance to come down. So I want to do something over here, Tulsa. Last year at Fayetteville, we raised $4,000 for the Cancer Society over there in Fayetteville, and we did it. We're actually going to do something over here also. We want to do one up here, and maybe we'll just come down, and we might just do something in November out in Fayetteville. That's what we're thinking about, you know. Trying to not go too cold, but I don't want to step on nobody's toes. You know, that's the only thing.
Right.
They cram up. They put a lot of dates out there. And let me tell you, it looks like every week there's something or there's 2 or 3 people in one day. And it's kind of hard. You don't want to turn around and step on nobody's toes. That's the only reason why me and Larry did that.
Right.
That's the only thing. If we can find a date where we're not going to touch them, we'll do it. But that's the only thing. I don't want to put nothing on nobody.
I tell you for sure, you know, when you do another cancer race, I will be there, and I will donate all of my time and everything else because, you know, I'm a cancer survivor, you know.
Well, you're speaking to one. You're speaking to another one right here.
Okay. And I had my 60-day PET screen. Just Monday I had it.
Okay.
The first one, they said there's no traces of cancer in my body, and I broke down and started crying and everything else.
Oh.
And they said, well, you know, we're going to wait for 60 days and take another PET scan and make sure that it's gone. And I know from the way I feel that it's no longer there. And
God is good.
Yeah, yeah. And the doctor, the way the VA do it is they give you the scan and then send it to the doctor. And if it's still a new trace show up, he'll call right away. He can't call me. So I know I'm good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And I tell everybody when I had my other operation, I said I wore out one knee praying when I had that double bypass. I'm just a bionic man now. And I wore out the other knee this time on cancer. My knees are bad, so I'm doing good right now, and everything is looking good. But by the time the Fayetteville race come around, or when you do another one, if you anything, but I definitely will be there.
Okay. Wow, man, I say about the cancer thing, until you went through it, you'll never know how it really is. And that's
yes.
coming from a person. I mean, people can talk to you and they can tell you everything going to be all right, but you have to be the person that steps in those shoes. A lot of times I couldn't talk about it and I couldn't say anything about it because it hurt me so bad. I mean, I just thought about things and, you know, you think about your life and you look at stuff different now.
Right.
I mean, I got a second chance at life, and I know you had to go through the dreams and everything else like that, you know, because you get these little nightmares in the middle of the night, you get up and you're walking around the house and saying, what I'm going to miss tomorrow, I'm going to see something tomorrow. And
yeah.
a lot of times we take life for granted, and that's the God-honest truth. I did, in a way, it took things like, oh, I'll be here, ain't nothing going to be where I'm still young. That doesn't mean anything no more. Cancer,
that's
you
right.
can hit cancer where you're 10 years old, 12 years old, whatever, 40 years old, 50 years, it can hit anybody. I never smoked a day in my life, and I ended up getting cancer. Now, let me tell you, so anybody can tell you, oh, you know, he must have been smoking, whatever. No. It is certain things that just happen, and we don't really know what cancer comes from. I was blessed to turn around and get this new procedure called CyberKnife. And that's what I went through. I went through the CyberKnife. 5 days of intense radiation. On the third day, I tell you, I was weak. Don't get me wrong. But I feel good now. I feel really good. Every day I wake up, I thank God because, you know, I could have not been here. But that's why I tell everybody, every male that's 30 years old, 35 years, go get screened. Go get checked out. Check your prostate. Check everything. You need to do it. It's a blood test. They can check the blood first, and they can tell you. Check yourself, because I'm telling you right now, if prostate cancer takes you out, meanwhile, you can be cured from prostate. But you can
right.
turn around. If you let it go too far, you're in trouble. So every
yeah.
man should do it. And this is what the doctor told me. 1 out of 5 men have prostate. Now, it's up to you. If you don't want to get checked out, and if you wait too long, then you're going to have problems. Now you're going to go into operations and everything. I was blessed to catch it early. I turned around. I did CyberKnife. I still have my prostate, but it's called CyberKnife, and they took out the cancer. Everything came back. All levels are great. I mean, that's why every day I look and I just say, thank God. So, you know, we're a racing community, but we also need to turn around and like, tell everybody else some of the things that they went through because we are family. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I honestly tell you the truth. You know, if you don't, some people just don't realize. They thinking, oh, we go, yeah, I don't got no symptoms. Ain't nothing wrong. And I didn't have any symptoms either. It just so happened that they had checked me one time for a umbilical hernia, and they saw my prostate, and that was it. That's the reason, the only reason why I went. I would have never asked for that thing.
Well,
so
you know,
a
lot of people, you know, they're afraid, and, you know, it's a lot of myths about cancer. And I believe in one of the myths, and one of the biggest myth was, I talked to a surgeon who had to operate on me, and before, when he told me what he was going to do, and I asked him one question. I said, I just need to know. Everyone tells me that once you go in and biopsy, the cancer spreads. And he said, that's untrue. Well, So we didn't biopsy me. He just scheduled me to remove the cancer from the
okay.
PET scan that they seen. And I suppose I went in the hospital for 2 days, and I went in on December 21st and came out January the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go in twice. And then on the day that I was going to be released, the doctor come in and he told me, he said, I got good news and I got bad news. I go like, oh, Lord, this is just like in the movies. Good news is we got all of the cancer on the right side. The bad news is, when we x-rayed you this morning, we seen a small spot on the left side. And we've been in there twice on the right side, and the walls were so thin that we don't want to go back in again. So they scheduled radiation and chemo. And
okay.
let me tell you, radiation and chemo is no joke, you know.
Yeah.
And I really say hats off to women that go through breast cancer, and men that go through any kind of cancer, because that chemo and radiation is nothing to play around with when you have to do both of them.
Oh, no.
And I did both of them.
Right.
I did them for, I had 36 treatments of each. And it was something. But at the end of the day, like I say, I wore out this other knee praying. And of the racing family prayed for me and everyone else, everyone that knew me, was always sending prayers up for me. And prayers were answered. That's where I am now. That's why I still got the car, but I don't drive it. I go up on the starting line, and people look at me and say, oh, you got the car painted and everything? And I say, that's his car. Whoever's driving the car owns the car. You know, that's their car. You know, I'm a co-owner or whatever. So but I was going to get in it for CJ, and I changed my mind. I ain't even going to get in it for CJ. I'll just give him something. I'll give him the back tire.
I'll tell you, the guy on shoot now, I'm going to tell you, and people wonder, oh, why'd you give him this? Why you getting it? Now, you heard about it, and I'm quite sure a lot of other people heard about it. Some of the promoters getting mad because they said that me and Larry T is giving away too much. Now, this is my form of saying thanks to the people out there, because I'm going to be real about it. It wasn't for the racing community out there. I don't know where I was kind of lost, and I was really out there. I was really in bad shape. I'm not going to tell you that got off. Some people, you know, it's times when you be surprised. Some people, some other people went through the same thing you went through, and they called you up. And they said, man, I went through it. And then when they start talking related, and, you know, you feel a little bit better. And,
right.
And the prayers is going through, and, you know, you feel every day you feel more encouraged. The first time I'm going to tell you, I felt like giving up. And I'm going to tell you, anybody can tell you, you know, and then I fought a hard fight. And I'll be thinking about it, you know, well, this is it. You know, I'm thinking crazy. But you know what? Now it's a totally different outlook. Now, whenever I do, I try to give back. I don't care. I have no problem. I feel good. I feel like they said, you know, when you give, the blessings come back to you. That's how I feel. I receive
that's
it. That's
right.
How I receive it. So me and Larry T, by we saying a couple times, we don't have to do the food. We don't have to do that, but we do it. You know what?
Right.
We always say this here. Hey, the blessings will come back for us. We ain't worried about it. Things will come back to you. And it does. And everything, I honestly say truth, he's been a good partner with me. Everything's been working out good. He goes half and half, whatever we do. If we say we're going to do it, whether or not we think it's going to rain or whatever, we'll tell you. I'll tell you an instance that happened this year. We had a crowd of people there at the track, Buzz Creek this year. It was a going good crowd. Everybody having a good time. Nobody cried. It started raining. You know, everybody didn't want to go home. Everybody hung out. We cook and we eat. Nobody even said, man, we had a good time. That's everybody's telling me that. Well, you know, even though the thing is over, Larry T and Eaton Turbine, we set up everything. We called the one up in the tower. Everybody keep your band. It was good for the next show, the after talk show. That's what we did it for. That's what we did. We said, we'll eat it. We'll turn around. Anybody that had their cars or came in with their car or as spectators, just bring it in. And, of course, you know, you have people say, hey, how can they do this? How can they do this? Well, we felt that we can do it. And we did do it. We pulled it off. And we told everybody for that day, the next one, just make sure you come there with your band. And there's no problem, or your tech card, and you come in first. But it was for that one day only, because, you know, we were also had his partners with us in that. So that's what we did. And let me tell you, me and Larry, we thought about it, you know, everything. And, you know, we didn't care about we didn't make no money, you know, just as long as we got everything paid for, taken care of. We left out of there, and we said we're going to do Capital. Now, we were thinking about closing Capital, because the index was saying 110 degrees.
Uh-huh.
I had people call me up and say, don't you dare close. It ain't going to rain. It's going to be hot, but don't you dare close. And I was like, Larry, he said, what do you think? I said, Larry, everybody calling me saying we better keep it open. He said, I told him, well, we'll go with it. If we just lose, we're going to go together. And what happens, everybody showed up. Had a good time. Nobody complained. Everybody said, it was hot, but boy, we had fun. And that's what it's all about.
Right. Well, you know, I've done some shows for you in the past, And, you know,
oh, yeah.
Like I said, I've done all of the Labor Day shows for Larry T. And I just like the way y'all do business, you know. Y'all take care of the fans and the racers. I think the last Labor Day race that y'all had at MIR, I think you had more fans that came up from the South than race cars.
Yeah.
And,
oh, they had fun.
Yeah. And y'all told me, well, man, we'll be back next year because, you know, they had never been treated like that. You know, go up in the towers, in the suites, and you eat, you know. And it's just a real nice atmosphere. And that's why I like coming every year down there. And Larry always tell me all you do. Me and Long Island's having a race, you in there. You penciled in there, you know. But
that's true.
I haven't been
appreciate you. I'll tell you that. We appreciate you, Wild Man.
I appreciate you. I've done some races for you at some other tracks, you know. And I never will forget that one race where you had to send out to get some parts for your car.
Yeah.
And y'all worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. I go like, wow, you know. That's because
you
say
you're
going to
do something.
People. That's right. You said promise to people that I'd be out there, so you got to keep that promise going, you know. So I just wanted, that's why I said today, I called Larry T. This morning after I found out I couldn't make it, and I said, well, I'm still going to do the show here today, you know, but I can't make it down there. But I'm going to let either you or Long Island come on, and it's all yours, you know, and that's the way it is. And I just want to make one comment that I got to say this, and I'm not saying it because I come down there and work for y'all. But I know for sure that when y'all do a race, y'all in full control of what happens, you know. And because I race in lanes for y'all, and sometimes it gets hectic because the guys that are there in the daytime and when grudge racing after dark starts, they want to continue to get them time runs in, you know, get – them, not shakedowns, but just get some time in. You know how some races are, bracket races are, they just won't go down the track, you know. Through all kind of changes, I went through changes with them, you know. And the thing that I like about working for y'all is because whatever decision I will come up with, y'all stand behind it, you know. And I remember the one race, it was a guy that he had sponsored, co-sponsored the race, and he wanted to get three or four grudge races right in a row, and he wanted to go in with the little grudge races for a time run. He said, well, I'm one of the sponsors of the race. I said, well, whoever you talk to them, and I think they went and got married. You know, he comes, he said, yeah, he's a sponsor. And I said, well, you know, he still got followers. We got a grudge racing going on, and this is, I'm going to get him in. And it worked out fine, you know, because the way y'all run, I just appreciate it. And, like I said, I'll just let you come on and do your thing about it. And you can plug your show. You got a show that comes on what days and what time?
My show is on a Tuesday at 6:30. And I just want to say this here one thing, though. I remember that. Plain as day when that happened, and like I said, we actually told everybody at 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, it is strictly grudge priority. That is it. So if you're sitting in the lanes and another guy's got a run going on, get around, he gets priority first. He will be gone. That grudge race will be going on first. That's what we do. At 9 o'clock, it's from 9 on in. It's in.
Yeah.
And those guys are all priority. Those guys get first. And we race from 12 o'clock to 12. And that's what's going to happen. So we're gonna really push the issue. I mean, we had good timing, and it works out good that way. You know? I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but a lot of us like to, you know, the guys try to wait to the last minute to race, you know? So at least they get to get in. And it's been working out good that way. So I mean, you know, my whole thing, I wish Rhodey could come out. I wish Rhodey could have a small block out. Because this guy even said he would try Rhodey. And that's a
right.
I know Rhodey is not cool. He got a couple things going in the house because I got to talk to him. But, you know, they actually, these guys actually said they want to run. I mean, if you got anything out there, I'm quite sure we got something that can try you. Because that's how it is right now. Everybody has got something pulling. And they all want to pull because say, let's just get together. We'll put a few dollars. I'll chip in. Let's go against the South. Let's go against the South. That's how they, I mean, that's what's going on right now. And,
right.
And Jason, when Jason's running Thundergoat, right as we can say right now, we got guys calling Jason right now. Look, I'm going to put 500 with you. I'm going to put 300. And that's how it's going on. That's why that race is happening right now. It's going to definitely happen. It ain't no problem. The way I'm hearing it, they're going to get one test shakedown and then they're going at it. But, you know, it, same way with Kevin Hunt. Everybody's chipping in with Kevin Hunt. And that race is going to go right off the trailer. So, you know, there's a couple other races that off the trailer. They're right from out there in Baltimore, Maryland. They're coming. And there's a lot of races that's on the table right now that we won't know until later on today. And I will put it on Facebook and let everybody see it. So it's gonna be. I guarantee, if you don't have a good time, come see me and I'll give you money back.
That's what I know. That's what you always say, and Larry T says the same thing. If you don't have a good time, just come and see me, and I give you your money back. Now you can't beat that with a stick, you know.
No. Yeah. I promise you. And while that, you know, even though you're not gonna be there, you with us though. Still.
I know.
You're in our heart. There ain't no problem.
I know. That's what Larry T always tell me. Yeah. Okay, well, I just wanted to get you on and talk to you about the show, you know. And maybe I'll
appreciate
it. When you think about it, think about me, you know. Just think about Wild Man usually be doing this and that. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And by the way, the guy who sponsored some of the racing, he did run, go down the track. But the only thing is, when he flexed his muscles and said, "You work for me," I work for Long Island Joe and Larry T. Not even the track.
Yeah.
I had the owner of the track or the general manager of the track coming up. This is about this. Get them people in if you want. We got on the middle school, took them. But that's the way y'all say it is, and that's the way it's going to be. Okay, Long Island, I will try to Tuesday to find out. I'll call your show to find out how everything went.
Okay, and thank you again, Wild Man.
I appreciate you and Larry T. The whole group. I'll see y'all soon, and tell CJ, don't wear out a motor, because next thing you know, when I decide I'm going to come, he's talking about I ain't got no oil pressure. I'll send him some oil pressure in a can. Okay. All right. You have a good one. I'll see you next time. Okay. Well, that's going to do it. Like I said, it's all about the big race at MRI, Maryland International Raceway. Man, that Labor Day, I sure wish I could make it, but sometimes you can do what you got to do. So until next time, your Wild Man Ron Thomas saying I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.